Well, good morning. We're continuing in our study of Romans. We'll be in Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 21. God's saving word for today is hope. And being put right with God opens the way for living the new life of faith. The Apostle Paul teaches that God's love for us is poured into our hearts by means of God's gift, the Holy Spirit, and that God's grace comes to us through Jesus Christ. So let's get right into it this morning. Okay. Now that we have been put right with God through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. He has brought us by faith into this experience of God's grace in which we now live. And so we boast of the hope we have of sharing God's glory. We also boast of our troubles because we know that troubles produce endurance. Endurance brings God's approval, and His approval creates hope. This hope does not disappoint us, for God has poured out His love into our hearts by means of the Holy Spirit, who is God's gift to us. For when we were still helpless, Christ died for the wicked at the time that God chose. It is a difficult thing for someone to die for a righteous person. It may even be that someone might dare die for a good person. But God has shown us how much He loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. By His blood, we are now put right with God. How much more then will we be saved by Him from God's anger? We were God's enemies, but He made us His friends through the death of His Son. Now that we are God's friends, how much more will we be saved by Christ's life? But that is not all. We rejoice because of what God has done through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has now made us God's friends. Sin came into the world through one man, and his sin brought death with it. As a result, death has spread to the whole human race because everyone has sinned. There was sin in the world before the law was given, but where there is no law, no account is kept of sin. But from the time of Adam to the time of Moses, death ruled over all human beings, even over those who did not sin in the same way that Adam did when he disobeyed God's command. Adam was a figure of the one who was to come. But the two are not the same because God's free gift is not like Adam's sin. It is true that many people died because of the sin of that one man. But God's grace is much greater, and so it is His free gift to so many people through the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ. And there is a difference between God's gift and the sin of one man. After the one sin came the judgment of guilty. But after so many sins comes the undeserved gift of not guilty. It is true that through the sin of one man, death began to rule because of that one man. But how much greater is the result of what was done by the one man, Jesus Christ. All who receive God's abundant grace and are freely put right with Him will rule in life through Christ. So then, as the one sin condemned all people, in the same way the one righteous act set all people free and gives them life. And just as all people were made sinners as the result of the disobedience of one man, In the same way, they will all be put right with God as the result of the obedience of the one man. Law was introduced in order to increase wrongdoing, but where sin increased, God's grace increased much more. So then, just as sin ruled by means of death, so also grace, God's grace, rules by means of righteousness, leading us to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And today's key verse is Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God has shown how much He loves us. It was while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. Now, this is a difficult passage of Scripture, and it basically shows us what Adam did through his disobedience, bringing sin upon the whole human race, and because of this sin, brought death. And this was opposed by the one good man, Jesus Christ, whose death on the cross didn't bring death, but his death on the cross brought life to all who believed on him. And so we have the result of the sin of one man, Adam, which led to the death of all, and it's compared to the life of one man, the death of Jesus Christ, who through his death has brought life to all men. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for making me your friend through the sacrificial death of your Son, Jesus. I now have peace, and my heart is filled with hope because of being put right with you. Sin no longer has control of my life. Thank you, God, for your gift of grace, and for loving me so. Amen. Okay, folks, God bless, and we will see you tomorrow.